Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And today we're going to talk about horses. And my guest is Chelsea Best. Now, Chelsea is the director of equine therapy program at Heritage School in Utah. She's a registered nurse and has a gala participant in their various certification programs. So, the title, From the Horse's Mouth. So, other than Mr. Ed in the old TV series of years ago, what can a horse tell you?
Horses are amazing animals. They are prey animals and they are herd animals. And because of this, they're extremely aware of their environment and the people around them. And so, horses do a wonderful job of helping us to understand ourselves better because of how we react with them. They reflect our moods and our emotions in a way that other animals don't, and this helps teach us a lot about ourselves and about how people around us might react to the way we're reacting. Horses help us to learn a lot about relationship building, how to overcome fears, how to improve our moods. They help improve our self-esteem, and they help focus our attention.
Okay, so it's a lot more than just getting on a horse and going out on a trail ride or something like that. And I presume what you're talking about is really the key of how equine therapy developed, is that the horse is a mirror. This is the term I like to use. The horses can mirror your emotions, and if a kid has an emotional problem, the horse senses it. And that tells the kid, or people, other people watching, that tells the kid how they're doing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If we have a kid that comes out and they're really angry and they've got a lot of pent-up emotion, the horse is going to respond immediately to that. And it will help the kid to understand how their emotions and that attitude affects the people and the animals around them.
Now, I presume there has to be an adult, a equine therapist or a clinician or somebody that can point that out to the kid, because I presume debriefing, if something comes up and the horse reacts to him and the kid, what's going on, somebody needs to help him realize what happened.
Yeah, it's really important to have an equine specialist there when working with the horses to help the kids understand what the horse is saying, what the horse is thinking, how they're communicating, and how to keep them safe. It's also a good idea to have a therapist or a counselor on hand that can also help process things that may be going through that particular kid's experiences and their own personal issues. So it's good to have both, if possible, or at least just the equine professional, just to help the child understand what's going on with the horse.
You know, one of the things that I've seen a couple of demonstrations of equine therapy, and one of the things that I understand is where it all starts is the horse tends to pick the person rather than the person pick the horse. Is that correct?
That does happen quite a bit. It's really interesting. If you get a group of horses and a group of youth or adults or people in an arena together, a lot of times they're drawn to each other for specific reasons. I've seen a lot of kids that are drawn to a specific horse, and that horse really responds to them, and it's almost like they share some kind of special bond. And I don't know if it's just an energy thing or if it's just the horse sensed something about that child that maybe they felt they trusted or related to, but that does happen quite a bit. It's really interesting to see.
Now, I also understand that the horses are trained to be therapeutic horses, and oftentimes they've been abused or neglected themselves, and somehow this seems to give them an affinity for whatever the kid is going through. Does that happen often?
I have seen that quite a bit. Recently, I was working with a youth in our program that has had a lot of trauma in his past. And the horse that he picked to work with was also a horse that had experienced a traumatic past. And it was neat to see them work together through some of their issues. The horse was afraid of certain tarps and noises and movements. And this youth was able to take the time to really help that horse work through this traumatic issue. He understood where the horse was coming from, and truly, that horse understood where that youth was coming from as well. And so together, they were able to accomplish a lot. They understood each other, they were on the same page, and they took the time it took to make things work well. And it was really magical to see. Incredible.
Oh, it would be. Could you think of a case, maybe this kid that you were just talking about, and how you approached it, and what they learned? You know, the story of the kid that's coming into it. How did it play out? To give us a better idea of exactly what an equine therapist does.
Yeah, so in this particular situation, it was a youth that had had a bunch of just trauma in his childhood. He was raised in an orphanage out of the country, and he had just experienced a lot of things that no child should ever have to go through. And so I think for him to be able to open up and talk about some of these experiences with his therapist was really hard. But being able to understand his background, we helped, we were able to help him. See some of the opportunities that he could have while working with the horses, and I told him about this particular horse that had also had abusive past, and so he felt like it would be really good for him to work with this horse and to help overcome some of those issues with the horse. And so little by little, we just presented opportunities for them to work together in a situation where we knew the horse might have a little bit of trouble, like for example, working with a tarp. Tarps can be loud and scary, and to a horse that's experienced some trauma in the past, something like that can kind of make them get really, really worked up and nervous and anxious. And so this youth was able to just see the situation and little by little help the horse to feel comfortable and safe and to trust him. And we were able to kind of tie those, the resources that the youth used in working with this horse into his own personal life, how he could also find resources around him to help him deal with his situation and help him to understand it. And little by little, he opened up and could see how him helping this horse with his trauma was just like him receiving help from his therapist and his family and his support team to help him overcome his issues as well.
So, how did it work out? You talked about some of it, but what was the final conclusion? Where did the kid, what kind of a space did the kid wind up after that experience?
So we ended up doing this for a couple of months just because it just progressed and progressed and progressed. And at the end of the session, this kid was able to actually get on and ride this horse, and the horse was calm and relaxed. The horse trusted him. He could get the horse to follow him all over without a halter and a lead rope. He could ask the horse to go over jumps and obstacles. So in that regard, he helped the horse immensely. And little by little, we started seeing the same kind of progress in his story. He opened up more to his therapist. He was able to start seeing his situation, and developing ways to work through and navigate it to where he could feel a little bit more at peace and kind of receive the healing that he needed to kind of move on with his life. It was kind
Okay.
of a win-win for both.
Oh yeah. Oh, that sounds great. And so the therapy, the more formal therapy with the therapist, was progressing faster, and everybody attributed it largely to the interactions with the horse.
Yeah, that really helped him to open up and to be able to like really work through his situation.
Now, Heritage School is a RTC, Residential Treatment Center, a therapeutic boarding school, and how does the equine therapy program fit in? Is it a choice of the kids to participate, or do they all participate? And how does that interact with all the other elements of the school?
Heritage is a place where kids can come. It's a residential treatment center, so they live here on campus. They're here to get help with their schooling. They're here to get help with therapy, family therapy, any medical needs that they might have, medications and things like that. We have rec therapy programs, and we have the equestrian therapy program. Currently, participation in the equestrian therapy program is a choice that the youth have. They can choose to come out and participate in this program, or if their therapist or family members feel that it's something that would be very beneficial to them, they can request that they be placed in the program. We offer a variety of different programs here. We do therapeutic riding. We do ground groups where we work with the therapist and the youth to help them overcome certain issues. We have work programs where they can learn to take care of the horses, where they can learn work skills and things like that. We have adopt-a-horse programs where youth that struggle with attachment can focus on building relationships, healthy relationships, and learn responsibility by taking care of horses. So we have a variety of options for the youth to participate in the equestrian program, and each program is kind of uniquely tailored to help that particular kid with their issues and their problems, and we've seen a lot of really positive results through this program.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we about ran out of time, but did you take about a minute and explain a little bit more about Heritage School, and more specifically, if somebody wanted to talk to you and find out more about it, or wanted to talk to somebody else in the school and find out more about Heritage School, what kind of contact information do you have?
They are welcome to check out our website. It's heritagertc.org. There's a lot of great information, great resources there that explains a little bit more about what we do here and how we can help youth that are struggling. You can also call us and talk to our professionals here. Our number is 801-226-4600. If you have questions about the equestrian program and would like to talk to me directly, my email address is chelsea.best@heritagertc.org. Spelled out, that's chelsea.best@heritagertc.org.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much, Chelsea. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Chelsea Best. She's the registered RN and equine therapist, director of the equine therapy program at Heritage School in Utah. And we've been talking about From the Horse's Mouth and about how equine therapy uses the strengths and tendencies of a horse's to help children and at the same time help the horse. Thank you very much, Chelsea. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.